It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for the day with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending September 14th like this. Wheat, 19.1 million bushels, corn, 40.0, and soybeans, 28.0 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. In the Midwest direct hog markets today, they're called steady to weak, but there are some mixed views among market sources about packer demand for Friday and Saturday's slaughters. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower, with top prices from $44 to $46. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $44. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, September 20th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 13,586. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $58.25 to $67, the weighted average $65.78, a loss of 66 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45 to $54.50, and the weighted average was $50.46. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 11,756. The base price range was $58.50 to $67. The weighted average, $65.55, a loss of 5 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45 to $53.32, and the weighted average was $49.81.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, sunny day today. I imagine the combines are out there rolling, with especially with weather on the way over the weekend.
Dave, if they are out there, they will be getting things done today, and after that it'll be a little bit of a break. We have some pretty decent rains that will be moving into the area. I guess decent by accumulation standards, not so decent for those who want to get out in fields. That will be sloppy by early next week. In fact, it looks like there could be some rains in excess of 2 inches over the next couple days. Right now, projections have the heaviest rain falling from southern Illinois, actually from the Boot Heel of Missouri, across southern Illinois into the Ohio River Valley. That's where the expectations are for the heaviest rains. Not that there won't be some locally heavier amounts of thunderstorms do indeed fire up across areas in the rest of Illinois and Indiana. The least amount of rain is expected in the, as a general trend, in the Illinois River Valley. Still there, they could see a widespread half inch of rain. And again, if a thunderstorm fires up, it could quickly drop an inch to 2 inches of rain in some areas. Right now on the rain, on the radar, the rain shield is stretching all the way from southern and southwestern Minnesota across the western half of Iowa in a scattered form. Substantial coverage of rain across eastern Kansas, most of Oklahoma, and the center of low pressure, and the heaviest of the rain falling right now from eastern Colorado into western Kansas. So that weather system will continue to track to the east. We will see continued increasing cloud cover across the area today. We will be off to a partly sunny start, and then by tonight, mostly cloudy for Illinois, partly cloudy for Indiana. Showers and thunderstorms pushing across the Mississippi River and working their way into Indiana in the overnight hours. So some wet weather is on the way to the north of us on the plains. Scattered showers slowing field work, but continue to aid pasture and improve topsoil moisture for the recently planted winter grains there, and some of the heaviest and most beneficial rains falling from the central high plains. And that does include the area in eastern Colorado where the storm is centered right now. In the Corn Belt, showers spreading from western portions of the region in advance of the storm system crossing the plains. Elsewhere in the Midwest, dry weather will favor corn and early soybean harvest, except in fields still wet from recent heavy rainfalls. To the south, mild dry weather favors the summer crop maturation and field work. That includes the corn, cotton, peanut, rice, and soybean harvest. In the west, snow is falling across the central Rockies. Some areas picking up some heavy snow across Colorado and Utah. That does aid in the spring moisture situation for the northern Intermountain West. Threat for new wildlife activity wildfire activity continues to shift southward into California and the Great Basin. More rain is needed in the northwestern winter wheat establishment. I did read a report this morning out of Minnesota that says the end of the growing season is here. They will not issue any more frost or freeze advisories since the cold weather has already stopped the growing season in northern Minnesota. Just a sign of the times. It's late September, and the cold air will continue to amass and push in our direction. Now, after this rain system comes, we'll have moderate temperatures early next week and then chances for showers as we close out the month of September late next week. Rain chances will continue to develop at that time, but it looks like with a northwesterly flow, there will just not be as much moisture in the weather system. So scattered showers around, not a whole lot of drying time in between systems, but no major rains coming in at that time. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 476 down a quarter, last trade down a quarter. March, 483 and three quarters on change, last trade up 1 1/4. December wheat at the board of trade opened at 408 and a half, up 3/4, last trade up a quarter. March, 426 and a quarter, up 3/4, last trade up 1 1/2. July, 439 and three quarters on change, last trade down 3/4. December corn opened at 248 and three quarters, down a quarter, last trade unchanged. March, 262 and a quarter on change, last trade unchanged. July, 277 and a quarter, down a half, last trade down 3/4. Red line December, 289 and a half, unchanged, last trade unchanged. November beans opened at 549 and three quarters, up a half, last trade up 1 1/4. January, 562, down a quarter, last trade up a half. July, 594 and a quarter, up 1 1/4, last trade unchanged. October soybean meal opened at 165.80, unchanged, last trade up 50. October soybean oil opened at 24.18, up 2, last trade down 2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like the export sales reports were not too shabby for corn, given what the trade was expecting.
Well, yeah, we came in really pretty darn strong on the corn at 40.5 million bushel. The high side of the trade estimate was just under 36 million bushel. Continued Asian buying, and I think is very notable on these reports. Funds were big buyers yesterday in the corn, probably continue to come in here and kind of support the market. Not much harvest pressure, steady, a penny better or so on the opening.
In the soybeans, what caught my eye was not so much the beans themselves as the meal.
Yeah, the meal was another good week there. Soybeans came in at the high side of the trade estimates. We have seen very good support on the meal so far this week and a little pressure on the bean oil. Overall, I think this bean market sees firmer basis in spite of pretty decent yield reports on some early beans, up 1 to 2 on the beans at the opening.
And finally, we see a wheat number that was better than what traders anticipated.
Yeah, finally. That's about the word, Dave. Export bookings came in at just over 19 million bushel on the high side of the trade. Funds were pretty absent yesterday in the market. I expect them to step back in on just some more speculative buying. We'll be up 2 to 4 or 5 cents this morning on the wheat.
What about over on the Merck side?
At the Merck, I think we'll see pressure on both the cattle and the hogs. The cash markets looks like it's in the doldrums on this cattle side of things. Packers are content to cut back on kills. We've seen cutouts this week just drop precipitously. We're down about $7 for the week, and the movement still of boxes is slow. We'll be down 20 to 50 cents probably in the cattle, maybe down a little less than that in the hogs.
Let's go back over to the board and ask you whether or not you think 250 corn is going to provide stiff overhead resistance, or might we push through that before the harvest is half over?
I would say December between 250 and 253 is probably going to hold until we get to the midpoint or maybe a little better on the harvest.
There's a lot of chat that the lows may be in soybeans. Are you in that camp?
I am. I'm not a $5 November bean bear. I would say we may kind of scoot around about where we are now.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have an information contact line at 217-333-0853. Give us a call and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILL.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.